You know, we're gearing up on the holiday season. We got Thanksgiving tomorrow, and the holidays can be tough for people between self-care and being so busy and dealing with grief, not having your loved one at the table. You know, I had to call in my girl, my Sara, licensed professional counselor, Jessica Horn from A Strong Place, as we discuss how to take care of yourself during this holiday season and deal with the loss of loved ones. How you doing today, sis?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing as well as I can. You know, this is my first Thanksgiving without my dad, you know, so I'll miss him coming to the house, watching TV, eating, and then being like to my mama, all right, Serena, let's go. And she ain't ready to go. So, and those things make me laugh, but what would you say to people who have lost someone over this past year and they won't be at the table this holiday season? How can they celebrate properly, grieve and mourn as they need to, but still, you know, try to do what they can this holiday?
Yeah. And so, as you know, I also lost my father a couple years ago. And so I also had to learn to adjust and continue grieving throughout the holiday. And, you know, one thing we should all keep in mind is that there is no timeline to grief. It can come and go, especially around the holidays. Holidays tend to be a reminder of some memories that you share with that person. They tend to be a reminder of the traditions that you have with that person. For me and my father, he was always in charge of making the turkey and making the dressing and carving things up. And so keeping those traditions alive can be helpful. Also, making new traditions with your family can be helpful as well, and keeping that person in mind. I tend to do that. And if that is helpful for you, you should too. Honoring them can also be quite helpful during the holiday season. Even if you devise some type of ritual that you do to honor them during that time, whether it be on Thanksgiving, whether it be on Christmas, or whatever their favorite holiday is. So making something, doing a ritual that honors them in their presence in the home and in the space with the rest of the family. Also be mindful of giving yourself time, rest, space. Be mindful of the amount of time you would like to give during the holiday season. Be mindful of what you would like to do. Maybe you typically make two or three dishes, but this season, maybe your limit stops at one. Maybe your limit stops at going to visit family for a certain amount of time, and then you need time to go home and rest. So be mindful of yourself and the space, and giving yourself grace and your limitations.
I absolutely love that. And maybe those, Jessica, haven't suffered a loss, but even this time of year can be stressful for people. You know, people are worried after election, what's going to happen, their finances, their jobs, family issues and all that. Can you give some tips on practicing self-care in the world we're in today? Even if you haven't lost a loved one, just taking care of yourself from this point on to the new year.
Oh, yeah. This the holidays can be stressful. Just going into the new year can be stressful. Preparing for the end of the year, preparing for whatever is to come can bring on some stress. And so I am an advocate of self-care. I know that we hear that buzzword a lot, but it is important. It is important to know, to give ourselves space, like I was saying before, and also just to do some things. Give yourself a moment to drink water, exercise, sleep, take a shower, do some, tap into some of the hobbies that you enjoy. We don't want to hear this, but take a moment off of work, right?
Amen.
Give
Amen.
Yourself Have a day off of work that doesn't apply to like vacation or holidays. It just is a day for yourself. Do some of that. And so things like that are helpful.
I appreciate you as always, my Saba sister, giving this type of advice. It is so necessary. How can people learn more about your practice and what you do?
Yeah, you can find me on my website at fromastrongplace.com. You can also email me at fromastrongplace@outlook.com.
I appreciate you, sis. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and kiss your mama for me, too.
Oh, thank you. You have a good one, too.
All right. I appreciate you.